Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now it happened, as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely. And behold, there was a certain man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? But they kept silent. And he took him and healed him, and let him go. Then he answered them, saying, Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him regarding these things. The third commandment of the Lord our God is, Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. For God's people, especially during the time of Jesus' earthly ministry, this was a very important commandment. What you could do on the Sabbath and what you could not do on the Sabbath were very, very highly regulated by the religious authorities. You could not write on the Sabbath. You could not sew on the Sabbath. You could not cook on the Sabbath. You could not put out a fire on the Sabbath. You could only walk so many steps on the Sabbath. And according to some of the Pharisees and experts, you could not heal a person on the Sabbath. So some of those Pharisees put Jesus to the test. They invite him over to visit, as well as a man who has dropsy. Dropsy is an old word for edema, swelling of your limbs and extremities due to something like congestive heart failure. So that's what this man has. That's his dropsy. So the Pharisees invite this sick man, and they invite Jesus over to dinner on the Sabbath, and they watch Jesus like a hawk. Will he heal him or not? Jesus knows what they're up to, though, so he beats them to the punch. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? He asks, but they kept silent. And then Jesus took the man, healed him, and let him go. Then he answered them, saying, Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him regarding these things. By healing that man on the Sabbath in their presence, Jesus shows the Pharisees, and he shows us today, what he says elsewhere in the gospel. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. God made the Sabbath for us, for you, so that you could rest with him and spend time with him and be blessed by him. And Jesus is Lord of this Sabbath created by God our Father. When he heals that sick man on the Sabbath, Jesus freed him from the burden and the weight and the difficulty of his illness and granted him rest with God. This healing is the ultimate good use of the Sabbath. So is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Absolutely it is. Especially when Jesus does it. To be healed on the Sabbath is to be set free to worship God and to receive his heavenly gifts. To be healed then is to be welcomed into the Sabbath rest of God. And that's exactly what Jesus does for the man with the dropsy in the gospel. Just like the third commandment was very important to people during Jesus' earthly ministry, it's still very important to us today. God still says, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. So how should we keep this commandment of our God? How should you use the Sabbath? Well, in the Small Catechism, Luther tells us, he says, we should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. We keep the Sabbath by cherishing God's word as it is read and preached in our midst. We keep the Sabbath by enthroning God's word in our heart as the true and infallible word of God, that it is the only rule and norm for our Christian life. We keep the Sabbath by gladly hearing and learning God's word every chance we get. A. By giving thanks that by his word, Christ gives us exactly what he gave that man with dropsy in the gospel, healing from the very hand of God. That's how Jesus keeps the Sabbath, by healing people, by healing you. By his word, Christ forgives your trespasses and heals your soul. By his word, Christ gives you life and heals you from all the harmful effects of injury and disease, and even from the power of death. By his word, Christ saves your body and soul for everlasting life and heals you from all the demonic forces of the devil that are in your flesh and in this world around you. Christ heals you right now on the Sabbath because he is the Lord of the Sabbath. Christ keeps the Sabbath by using the Sabbath for what it was created for, giving you rest and relief from all your burdens, healing you from all your afflictions. That's how Christ keeps the Sabbath. So we too